Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Nice Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us. And thanks for the texters. I always love hearing from the texters. If you want to text in maybe a question or so or get some information, here you go, 850-437-1620. You can text us. And the reason I bring that up, we had a nice texter just a minute ago reminding us about the big activity at Five Flag Speedway coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk about that during our sports segment at the bottom of the hour. But right now, three important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Yes, they will. Escambia commissioners plan to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. The move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment also includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance and those delays whenever they have weather problems.
Mm. And Escambia County has jobs and not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its road department. County Administrator Wes Moreno said that the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Moreno said they are actively taking applications.
Okay, and the third story I want to tell you about, a planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel, then it went to 8. A third version was approved at 7. Now, the latest plans are for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton hotel operated right there at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things dropped from the original plan included a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second-floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we got time for a couple of these here. An Escambia County man has been sentenced to 9 years in federal prison for trafficking large quantities of marijuana and possessing a loaded machine gun. Those things were found in 21-year-old Antoine Booker Jr.'s car after he was arrested following a high-speed chase after a traffic stop for a tinted window violation, during which he discarded a bag of suspected drugs and drove recklessly at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour.
Well, it won't be far off when we start looking at July 4th. That's coming up real fast. Fireworks retailer saying you could see lower stock or increased prices at a fireworks stand near you.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
I'd watch where you say some of those slang terms.
Many local retailers say they got their stock in prior to the tariff increases because everything's made in China, as you know. They go boom. But they are watching the situation for future holidays.
All right. Let's see. 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, luckily not too much going on here. If you are dealing with problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. Let's see. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, though. That's been giving us problems all afternoon. Worse than usual these past few days. As for the weather, 86 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight with some rainfall chances. It'll bleed into your Friday. In fact, those rainfall chances and high temps are going to span over the course of the next several days into your work next work week, where highs are going to be sitting actually at around 90 degrees, rather.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, politics can be dangerous. A Florida Republican congresswoman's office has been evacuated after pro-abortion activists sent chilling threats. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Kat Kamick says the threat started after she was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal about an ectopic pregnancy she had. Kamick, who is pro-life, talks in the interview about exceptions for rape, incest, and instances in which the mother's life is at risk. She believes people mistakenly think that she's in the state legislature and voted for Florida's new heartbeat law, which makes abortion illegal after 6 weeks gestation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And speaking of how divisive politics can be and how some people take that too far, there was chaos at the Miami-Dade Commission meeting after a woman was hauled out while trying to speak out on a resolution that she thought was concerning ICE detainments, but it was actually over reimbursement from the feds. Ariana Hernandez with Miami Indivisible says she's speaking on behalf of undocumented migrants who have been thrown into the federal detention center in Miami without due process. Thousands of activists across the country holding candlelight vigils tonight to protest the Trump administration's immigration enforcement, leading to what they claim are illegal abductions and deportations.
Okay, 617. News Radio 92.3. Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer has called for the deportation of Representative Ilhan Omar after her critical remarks regarding the U.S. military and the state of American democracy. His statement aligns with past lawmakers' efforts targeting Omar, like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Representative Brandon Gill, who have joined in calling for the deportation of Omar.
We've seen Largo police officers rushing in and out of the mobile home park, as well as power crews coming in to restore power to this area. We've seen awnings from this mobile home park nearby, vegetation, tree branches, and really anything, you name it. We're also hearing that from the Largo Police Department and Fire Department that there have been no injuries reported, thankfully.
Okay, and what we're talking about here, that would, by the way, that was Jennifer Vegas. She was reporting from Largo, Florida, courtesy of Fox 13 Tampa Bay down in Central Florida. Talk about the tornado that really went into Central Florida on Wednesday evening, damaging a mobile home park and a lot of other buildings, but a dangerous situation. This weather can be very, very misleading sometime. Florida, by the way, allocating more money for mental health treatment facilities. Eben Brown coming to us this afternoon from Miami, Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs bills that will now direct money and resources to bolster availability for mental health treatment and addiction recovery. One program allows cities to create mental health programs for people being prosecuted for misdemeanors and others for people awaiting trial for felonies. The governor says these programs are aimed at people now facing criminal justice proceedings, but who are the victims of their own drug abuse and who never set out to harm other people. The Florida Hospital Association says the state experiences higher than average instances of mental illness. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lastly here, Florida launching a new higher education accreditor in partnership with five other southern states. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement in Boca Raton, calling the move a challenge to what he described as woke accreditation cartels. DeSantis says the new Commission for Public Higher Education aims to offer an alternative focused on student achievement, with the governor predicting rapid adoption across the Southeast. Just about 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info is protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23, News Radio 92.3. Congress is honoring World War II vets. Ryan Schmeltz has the details from Capitol Hill.
Veterans Joseph Drake and John Wardell accepting the Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of all of their fellow World War II Rangers.
Truly, Rangers do lead the way.
Iowa Senator and combat veteran Joni Ernst praising the service members. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the honor is long overdue in a ceremony that featured leaders from both parties in the House and Senate, as well as members of the Trump administration. The medal will be given to the Smithsonian Institution. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
6:24, kind of zipping by on the afternoon here. We're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for us.
Stocks ending higher on easing Middle East tensions. Markets were also being lifted by upbeat news on the economic front. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the biggest gainer while consumer staples lagged. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly higher, and shares of AI darling NVIDIA rose 0.5% for another record high. On Wednesday, the chipmaker and AI darling regained the crown as the world's largest company by market value, surpassing Microsoft. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Sherwin-Williams, and Walmart. The Dow rising 404 points, the Nasdaq up 194, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Not too much going on from what I can see here. There may be, just maybe, a little bit of congestion on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, but that is a shell of what it used to be earlier this afternoon. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to have some rain chances over the course of the next several days, including tomorrow for your Friday, but also going all the way into your next work week. And the highs for those days are going to be sitting at around 90 degrees.
Okay, that's a look at the local scene. Let's go to the national picture. The heat wave may be over for the East Coast, but several storms are still wreaking havoc on those residents. Brandi Campbell has the latest from Salisbury, North Carolina.
If hot temperatures reaching triple digits this week wasn't enough, severe storms created its own chaos on Wednesday, this along the East Coast and Southeast. Hail, isolated showers, and strong wind gusts caused damage in some communities. Now, one resident in Salisbury, North Carolina, he said lightning struck a tree in his yard, causing it to collapse, damaging several power poles.
Saw the flash.
You saw it.
And heard the boom. Winds and rain, but this was lightning. Yeah, just glad everybody was okay.
And it's not over. There is a slight severe weather risk expected to impact Americans from the Midwest, Central U.S. to the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast this Thursday. In Salisbury, North Carolina, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And a former attorney of President Trump being disbarred in New York. A panel of judges on New York's mid-level appeals court ruled that Kenneth Chesbro, who helped devise President Trump's alternate elector strategy in 2020, should be disbarred due to his guilty plea in Georgia's probe of the matter. The judges say his actions qualify as a serious crime, a finding that should bring disciplinary action. His New York law license was suspended last fall, and he still faces criminal charges in Wisconsin over his role there in the scheme.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act going through some changes here today. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
The Senate parliamentarian is stripping numerous provisions from the massive tax and spending package. Sections of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act need to be approved by the parliamentarian, who's determining if they comply with the Byrd Rule, which says the different components have to be related to revenues in order to avoid the Senate filibuster. A number of hotly debated health care provisions were removed, as was an effort to sell public lands. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is introducing a new version of the bill he thinks will comply with the parliamentarians' rules. What does and doesn't survive the birdbath could determine how Republican lawmakers vote. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And new data shows the U.S. economy shrank faster than expected. The Commerce Department revised the first quarter gross domestic product growth lower today. And in the first 3 months of 2025, the GDP fell at an annual rate of 0.5% from January through March. Economists predicted the number to stay the same at a 0.2 contraction. The surge of imports into the U.S. before the Trump administration's tariffs went into effect is thought to have weighed down first quarter growth.
Iran's strike on the U.S. base in Qatar earlier this week highlighting the small nation's unique and complicated role in that region. Steve Harrigan reports from Qatar on News Radio 92.3.
There's certainly a lot of talk about momentum by both President Trump and Qatari officials here who say that that ceasefire could eventually expand to a ceasefire in Gaza as well. And Qatar, of course, a key mediator here. It's a tiny nation of 3 million that does have close relations with Iran, but also hosts the largest U.S. military base in the region. That base, Al Udeid, of course, came under fire on Monday. It was defended by a skeleton crew of U.S. forces. Those forces described by the Pentagon today as heroic. And finally, Iran's supreme leader appeared for the first time in almost 2 weeks, appeared on a taped interview. Not clear when it was taped. He said the U.S. got hit with a heavy slap in this fight.
And the Supreme Court will issue its terms final rulings Friday. That's tomorrow. Included in the batch of decisions is a case involving President Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship for some. While the High Court will not rule on Trump's executive order directly, it will decide if federal judges have the power to issue nationwide injunctions as the case makes its way through litigation.
Anthony Bernal, a longtime aide to former President Biden, was scheduled to testify to the House Oversight Committee about alleged attempts to cover up the former president's health in office.
Uh-oh.
But he was a no-show today. Rich Edson has more from Washington.
A person familiar with Bernal's interactions with the committee says the Biden aides simply made a request to reschedule the interview, though Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Bernal's attorneys told the committee yesterday morning he would no longer appear voluntarily and would need a subpoena to speak with them. In a letter to Bernal delivering that subpoena, Comer writes, quote, given your close connection with both former President Biden and former First Lady Jill Biden, the committee sought to understand if you contributed to an effort to hide former President Biden's fitness to serve from the American people.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, just want to remind veterans needing benefits, they are now available. The Escambia County Vet Service Office providing assistance at no charge. Appointments, well, they're not required. So here's the number to call, 850-595-2409. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to talk about Five Flags Racing. What's going on Friday night?
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The Trump administration is revealing its plans on how it will prosecute Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Salvadorian national deported in error. Fox's Jill Nadel reports.
The Justice Department will try Abrego Garcia on federal smuggling charges in Tennessee, and then they plan to deport him. He's already pled not guilty. The Trump administration mistakenly deported him to El Salvador in March.
Abrego Garcia was returned to the U.S. last month. He remains in federal custody. We're learning more about some of the logistics involved in carrying out the recent U.S. strike on Iran's nuclear facilities.
The B-2 stealth bombers dropped 6 bunker buster bombs each into 2 ventilation shafts above Fordo. The air shafts provided a direct path unimpeded by rock into the main complex underground.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Escambia commissioners plan to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. The move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance delays due to weather.
Okay, the second story we're watching this afternoon, Escambia County has jobs and not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its roads department. County Administrator Wes Marino said the County Roads Department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Marino said they are actually taking applications every single day.
All righty, and your third and final top story this afternoon. A planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel, then 8. A third version was approved at 7. Now the latest plans are for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton Hotel, located at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things dropped from the original plan include a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second-floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, ham radio operators from the Santa Rosa Amateur Radio Emergency Service Team got to be participating in a national amateur radio exercise. This happens this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The AIRS team, A-R-E-S team, will operate from the Black Skimmer Pavilion over on Navarre Beach. The location provides the team an opportunity to test field their equipment and help them to prepare for deployment.
And the Okaloosa County School District held its annual leadership summit earlier today, bringing together administrators from all schools to discuss the upcoming school year and strategies for improvement. The primary goal is to achieve 1 year's worth of growth for every student each year. Their discussions included the progress with grades, both on individual subjects and overall school performance.
All right. It is 6:35. Boy, it's zipping by here. News Radio 92.3. Talking about local sports, if you don't mind.
This is a good segue piece. I like this.
Tim Bryant, the mastermind of Five Flag Speedway, really outdoing himself this season. And boy, tomorrow night, what a lineup of racing. It's the Blizzard Series race, 6 features. Super Late 100, let's see here, the Modifieds of Mayhem, Legacy, Outlaws, Sportsman, Crowns. You got it. They're running out there. The gates will open at 5, racing at 7:30, and should be a very interesting race. Racing, Five Flags Speedway tomorrow night.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University. With the second pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University. With the third pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University. With the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Khan Knipple from Duke University. With the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
On ABC and ESPN, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced all 30 selections in the first round of the NBA Draft Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, where the Brooklyn Nets made NBA history. First team to select five players in the first round of a draft. Last night loaded with trades, 10 in all. Several players who were picked by one team then got traded to another. The second round of the draft begins tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And a bouncer right side, that's through, base hit. The fans here will applaud Colton Cowser for putting a little blemish on an otherwise brilliant night tonight for Jacob DeGrom.
On Ranger Sports Network, two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom carried a perfect game for the first six innings against the Orioles last night. He carried a no-hitter through seven innings, but then Baltimore's Colton Cowser led off the eighth with a single. The last batter DeGrom faced, the Rangers shut out the Orioles 7-0. The reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers back atop the heap. Dodgers tied the Tigers for the best record in the major leagues Wednesday. Los Angeles scored an 8-1 win over Colorado after Detroit had been shut out by the Athletics 3-0. LA and Detroit both 50-31. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NFL is suspending free agent kicker Justin Tucker without pay for the first 10 weeks of the upcoming season. Multiple reports say the suspension stems from violations of the league's personal conduct policy following an investigation. The former Raven, who was released by the team in May, is accused of sexual misconduct by more than a dozen massage therapists in the Baltimore area. Tucker's representation says he stands by his previous statements, denying all of those accusations.
All right, good for him, but I got to tell you, these successful people like this, why do they blow it? I mean, what is going on? Why do they do these type things?
Yeah. Well, and if a third player starts getting a slew of massage, sexual assault allegations, I'm going to start to ask, okay, what's going on? Deshaun Watson, it just seemed like dude's a weirdo. Justin Tucker, it's like lightning struck twice. If a third star does something like this, massage-themed in particular, that's strange.
And you will hear it on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, you will hear me asking that question again.
Guarantee that one. Hey, SB nominations are in. Michelle Pelino has what's going on.
NFL stars Josh Allen and Saquon Barkley, WNBA phenom Caitlin Clark, tennis champion Coco Gauff, Olympic legend Simone Biles, and NHL great Alexander Ovechkin are among the top nominees for this year's ESPY Awards. The ceremony will air live Wednesday, July 16th from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, hosted by comedian Shane Gillis. It'll air on ABC and ESPN+. Celebrities from across sports and entertainment will present awards in categories including Best Athlete, Men's Sports and Women's Sports, Best Breakthrough Athlete, Best Record-Breaking Performance, Best Comeback Athlete, and more. Michelle Pelino, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Dabo Sweeney has been wildly successful and then some at Clemson by winning two national championships and nine ACC championships. However, since 2021, Clemson hasn't looked like a national championship contender. Pete Nakes caught up with Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik the other day, and Cade made it clear his goal is to win a national championship this year. And in my opinion, Clemson looks like a national championship team this season. Anything short of that should be viewed as a failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Empower! Tim collects bobbleheads. A lot of bobbleheads. Baseball bobbleheads, race car bobbleheads, little chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little. But Tim works with Empower, and he got good at money. So he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Here's today's health news.
I just love texters. I got one in here saying, I heard you talking about this cold shower story last hour.
What's this about?
That's exactly what they said. So here we go. Health experts are warning against taking cold showers to cool off this summer. Some of the texts we get here, we really like them. You get some pretty interesting texts and questions coming in. Here's House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. As many Americans cool off from the recent heat wave, experts are warning about the dangers of taking a cold shower during a heat wave to cool off. A recent article published by anatomy professor Adam Taylor of Lancaster University in the UK suggests taking a cold shower right after being in the heat may cause your blood vessels near your skin to tighten, which may cause your body to actually hold heat in. Experts say it's okay to take mildly cold showers to cool down, but they recommend drinking lots of water, avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and dark-colored clothing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine say a microscopic discovery could lead to new treatments for diseases like Alzheimer's. Research conducted with assistance from the National Institutes of Health has identified a subcellular unit called the hemifusome. Scientists say the unit is responsible for recycling old material and flushing it out of cells. A breakdown in that process can lead to the buildup of plaque that often leads to Alzheimer's and other serious neurogenetic diseases.
Okay, the U.S. Vaccine Advisory Panel, recently installed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is taking another look at the recommended timeline of shots for kids and adolescents. Tanya J. Powers in.
The members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices began their first meeting on Wednesday with a decision to study the schedule of childhood and adolescent immunizations and review the use of older vaccines. Earlier this month, Kennedy fired all 17 members of a CDC vaccine advisory panel and replaced them with his own picks. The panel's recommendations influence the official U.S. immunization schedule and determine which vaccines are covered by insurance. Earlier this week, Senate Health Committee Chair Bill Cassidy, a physician, called for a delay in the meeting, saying the group lacked experience. Cassidy, a Republican, voted to confirm Kennedy as secretary after Kennedy agreed to maintain the committee without changes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Major food companies ditching the artificial dyes. Let's talk about Nestle's here this afternoon. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Nestle will eliminate artificial colors from its U.S. food and beverages by the middle of 2026. Nestle is the latest company to make the commitment. Last week, Kraft Heinz and General Mills said that they would take out artificial dyes from their U.S. products by 2027. In addition, General Mills, the maker of Cheerios and Lucky Charms cereals, also said it plans to remove artificial dyes from its cereals and from all food served in K-12 schools by the middle of next year. Both California and West Virginia have recently banned artificial dyes in foods served in schools. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:45 afternoon, slipping by here. This is News Radio 92.3, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, not too much going on. The only problem that was giving us issues earlier this hour was Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. That was really severe earlier this afternoon.
A mess in that area.
Yes, but recently it had started to dissipate a good deal, and now it looks like it's just about clear, so there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 86 degrees, low of 74. Going to be some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days into your work week, where the highs every step of the way will be around 90 degrees.
And now a national snapshot. Stormy weather brings some relief from the heat dome. Janice Dean has that forecast.
Another day of intense heat for the eastern half of the country, with some relief on the way for the northeast and the mid-Atlantic. Temperatures will swing from 100 degrees to highs in the 70s for many big cities along the I-95 corridor as a cold front moves in and brings some rain and thunderstorms for the next few days. Stronger storms could produce hail, gusty winds, and lightning with heavy rain leading to flash flooding. Also looking at the risk for severe weather around the ridge of high pressure, which will nudge westward heading into the weekend. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the latest update on the job market is mixed. I get a kind of a chuckle out of this because if you've been listening for the past couple of hours here, we've been telling you about Escambia County having jobs and not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in their road department. This is all about the jobs. And here she is. Jenny Casola has more.
Fewer people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time in the week ending June 21st, though more people are remaining on benefits. New claims declined by 10,000 to 236,000. The numbers fewer than economists were predicting, but continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 37,000 to 1.97 million in the week ending June 14th. That's the most continuing claims reported since November of 2021. Could reflect difficulty in finding new employment. The monthly employment report will be released next Thursday ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nike reporting fiscal fourth quarter earnings today after the closing bell. Earnings per share and revenue both overshot industry estimates. Nike says tariffs will cost $1 billion before price hikes, though. Shares of the iconic shoe and apparel brand are up, currently 9.6% in after-hours trading. PayPal is signing a multi-year agreement with the Big Ten and Big 12 conferences, allowing schools to pay student athletes through the online payment service. That partnership follows the recent court decision that allows schools to directly compensate their student athletes. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today, with the Dow gaining more than 400 points, the S&P 500 setting a fresh record up by 48, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by nearly 1%. Crude oil futures for August were rising today, currently sitting above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 6:48, News Radio 92.3, CMA Fest hits the small screen. Here's Michelle.
Are you guys ready to party today?
Country music's biggest party comes to your screen as CMA Fest airs on ABC. Filmed in Nashville earlier this month, the three-hour special features performances from Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Kelsey Ballerini, along with special collaborations from Brooks and Dunn, with Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Shaboozy, and more. Hosted by Ashley McBride and Cody Johnson, the broadcast celebrates country music fans and artists with wall-to-wall music from downtown Nashville. It airs at 8 Eastern on ABC and streams the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, the Supreme Court says states can now cut off Planned Parenthood's Medicaid funds. The High Court blocked the organization today from suing South Carolina over the matter. The state cut the funding because of the abortion care Planned Parenthood provides.
Okay, leader of a major fashion magazine, I'll go ahead and tell you, Vogue magazine, is looking for someone to assist with daily operations. You need a job? A job's open at Vogue magazine.
Anna Wintour, who has been the head of editorial content at Vogue since 1988 and is credited with completely transforming the famed fashion magazine, will still be retaining her power but is seeking a head of editorial content at the magazine. Initially, the news rattled the fashion world and on social media amid headlines that Wintour was stepping down. As chief content officer, Wintour will continue to oversee every Condé Nast brand globally, with the exception of The New Yorker. Wintour is also behind making the Met Gala what it is today, fashion's biggest night and a major fundraiser for the fashion wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Microsoft's blue screen of death error message is going away. The computer giant says it's part of a larger revamp following last year's CrowdStrike outage that crashed over 8 million Windows devices. In Windows 11, there won't be a frowny face or QR code appearing during unexpected restarts like there's been for the past 40 years. Instead, the error screen will be a far more simple and far more ominous black screen with a short message that tells users they need to restart.
Memphis Airport getting a new name, and it's to honor the late founder of FedEx. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Memphis International Airport will be renamed for Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, who died last weekend at 80 years old. The Memphis Shelby County Airport Authority Board of Commissioners passed the resolution. Airport officials say there are still some administrative and logistical things to work out, but the renaming process will begin immediately. Smith launched FedEx in 1973, growing it from a small startup with 14 jets to a global corporation that employs more than 500,000 people. FedEx also turned the Memphis airport into one of the busiest cargo airports in the world. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, 6:51 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We will take one final break for this Thursday evening. When we return, we will get one final check of the roads and weather for you, as anticlimactic as it may be. And we will also get some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and into your Thursday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be
We
out.
Are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Little Go-Go's is this afternoon.
Yeah, because we want to go home. Ain't
Belinda
that right?
Carlisle stepping it out there. Did a show with them in the 1984 World Series in New Orleans. Really some interesting young ladies. They really were. Had a good time. Okay, 6:55, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Well, the roads are looking good, and the weather is not. Right now it's 86 degrees, going to be a low of 74. Not too much going on right now, but we are going to have some rainfall chances that are not only happening this evening, but also over the course of your next several days into your next work week. Highs every step of the way is going to be sitting at just above or just under 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, astronomers discovered the largest comet ever flying through space. Chris DeMeo has this story.
A massive 85-foot-wide giant comet was observed near Neptune using a powerful telescope in Chile. The groundbreaking discovery was recently made about the largest comet hurtling toward the sun from the Oort cloud in the outer reaches of the solar system. The National Radio Astronomy Observatory says the icy giant is more than 10 times the size of any known comet. The observatory showed jets of carbon monoxide gas erupting out of the comet's solid icy core. Researchers hope that that finding will give a better understanding of the makeup of the solar system. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Fortnite gamers could be getting a refund this week. The FTC is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said yesterday that it's sending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases that they otherwise wouldn't have made.
Okay, Luke Bryan is canceling more shows due to he's got some vocal issues going for him. Michelle Polino has an explanation for us. Said I wouldn't
own a dream. Luke Bryan has been forced to cancel more shows this weekend as he continues to battle a lingering illness. The country star took to social media Wednesday to break the news, posting on X, "I'm really sorry to say I won't be able to play this weekend shows due to continued illness. I'd been hoping to rally, but my voice is just not there yet." Bryan was set to headline festivals in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but fans will still get to see a great show. Bryan added, "Huge thanks to my buddy Eric Church for stepping in last minute." The update comes less than a week after Bryan struggled with vocal issues during a June 19th show in Rogers, Arkansas. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And singer Sabrina Carpenter says that her new album cover is approved by God after facing backlash over the original artwork. So listen to this God-given art here. Carpenter's Man's Best Friend cover sparked criticism. Have you seen it, Chris?
I have not.
I have, and I understand why it upsets people, but at the same time, I don't care. It features the songstress on her knees wearing a black mini dress as an unseen man held her hair in a fist. However, she took to Instagram to debut the alternative version, which just shows a black and white snapshot of the man-child singer with her arm around a man, both in formal wear. The album drops on August 29th, and fans can also purchase a signed copy of the original version on her website.
Now, that was an exciting story.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that one. I enjoy that young lady singing as well.
Her songs are kind of catchy.
Very good stuff. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has made his run for re-election official. Interesting election going on in the Apple this year. Really is. Tanya J. Powers has more from New York City.
Incumbent Mayor Eric Adams is running as an independent for re-election to the seat he currently holds, speaking to supporters outside City Hall.
"I'm so proud to be here to say to the people of the city of New York, I am seeking re-election to be your mayor of the city of New York."
The announcement comes just days after Andrew Cuomo was defeated in the Democratic primary by Zohran Mamdani. And Adams had a message for hecklers in the crowd who tried to shout over him.
"So you can call me all the names you want, but I'm going to answer to only one. Mayor Adams."
In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, the director behind the next Bond franchise has been announced by their new owners, MGM Amazon. Here's Michelle coming back. Michelle Polino, she has the details for us.
Denis Villeneuve, the Oscar-nominated French-Canadian director behind Dune, will officially helm the next James Bond film. Amazon MGM Studios announced Thursday in a statement, Villeneuve called himself a diehard James Bond fan and said he plans to honor the tradition of the iconic spy franchise. The directing role has been one of the most closely watched in Hollywood since Amazon MGM took full creative control of the series in March. The move came after a landmark deal with longtime producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson to form a new joint venture. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, have a great afternoon. You've been listening to News Radio 92.3. We'll see you again tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Have a great evening, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.